from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, today, kind of an important day. The Browns, by 4 p.m., and the rest of the NFL getting down to the 53-man roster. Some cuts have started to come out. Obviously, yesterday we talked about the 16 players they waived. Since then, Jalen Darden, Michael Woods II amongst the wide receivers that have been moved off.
You could be making some of these names up.
I might be. Juwan Briggs, the seventh-round pick. There's Michael Hampson. He's also been that was an obvious lie. I was like struggling for you got to come up with a name before you try and say it on air. But
what about Chad Streeter?
Chad Streeter, he is gone.
Michael Hampson?
Michael Hampson.
Hampson didn't make it, man.
I know. So no, I like if you this is the thing. If you're going to lie, you have to pre-plan the lie, and I tried to improv the lie and it absolutely blew up in my face.
Thoughts?
It's 7 a.m.
What position was he, by the way?
That sounds like a safety
when
to me.
When is it too early to give your kid coffee?
I would say about 7:01 in the morning. I'm going to $1
Bob you. $1
Bob
me?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the Family Guy skit on the $1 Bob?
No, but I'll watch it.
So
I've never seen that show. Like, I never watched episodes of Family Guy. I just like see clips randomly in reels.
So this one, I don't even remember.
Pretty hilarious show. I don't know how they get away with this stuff.
Because they got grandfathered in. Same way that, like, South Park, they can't be canceled. They've been grandfathered in. They've been this filthy for 30 years now. But the bit was the first person on the showcase is like 6:50, and the second person is like 7:50, and then the third person goes 7:51, and the second guy goes back and goes bleep you. Just bleep you. And it's like, yes, but I will $1 Bob somebody one day. But no, it's cut down day. We'll see if the Guardians can win a baseball game again. A lot of panic on these streets, Dustin. A
lot of panic in these streets.
Now, the big news today, though, is not anybody that has been cut or traded yet. And it was, I think there's a plausible explanation. I think there's a far-fetched explanation. And then I think there's like three in between. But basically, the thing that had some folks in a tizzy today is Mary Kay Cabot reporting that DTR had been safe. Now, that was yesterday, DTR, or earlier today. DTR is safe. He's made the roster. And apparently, he's made a push for the number two job. And the Browns are fielding offers for Jameis Winston and Tyler Huntley. Now, before we get into the details of that, I don't know when you found out about this, but what was your initial reaction when that phrase came out, the Browns are fielding offers for Jameis Winston and for Tyler Huntley?
I was surprised. You know, if you knew for a fact that, and you could have a crystal ball and know that Deshaun Watson's going to play 17 games and that everything's going to be absolutely perfect, yeah, shop whoever you want. Shop Winston, shop everybody. You don't even need a backup quarterback, but the reality of the situation is you do. And, you know, Jameis Winston to me is like the perfect best backup, especially for this situation. So you shopping him, I don't know that I buy that. I mean, maybe they are just saying that because they know they have a very, very valuable asset because there are teams that want to have a backup, or that there are teams that feel like their starter. And now, even a few weeks into camp, they're like, yeah, starters maybe not going to get it done. We need to have some competition, or we need to have somebody who can be a backup plan. So who knows? I don't think someone's going to give like a second round pick for Jameis Winston.
I think we'll get to the price of this. There's a part of me that does find the idea funny simply because there's been nothing but positive things and a glow from Browns fans about Jameis Winston. Like, from the moment we had him on in March, right after he signed, he gave us the "We'll Protect Your Cholesterol" drop, which was hilarious. You know, he's been the king of the preseason of his, what is it, pregame speeches, his, oh my God, what's not, is it Hickory Dickory Doc? No, what's the, What's the nursery rhyme he quoted when he was rhyming?
It was Hickory Dickory Dock, wasn't it?
It was? No.
TikTok?
No, I don't think it was. I think I'm just grabbing nursery rhymes because my brain is not working at when it should.
Old MacDonald had a farm?
No. Knick-knack, paddywhack. Knick-knack, paddywhack,
give a dog a bone.
Yeah. And so there's a part of me that everybody got such immediate buy-in on Jameis that it would be kind of ironic and funny if they just were out there and like, we got a fifth rounder for Jameis, and that was just too good a value to pass up. So I'm gonna pause what I think is, or pose rather, what I think is the simplest theory on this. Because unlike Anthony Lima, who has a theory, I have many theories on this one. I think the simplest theory is, I think they let the cat out of the bag on DTR a little earlier than they expected. And either they realized that they had cheapened the value of Tyler Huntley by taking DTR off the board, or DTR is secretly still very much in play, and they're basically leveraging Jameis's alleged value to show that any one of those three quarterbacks could be traded, and maybe by saying DTR is safe, maybe the best way is to try and enhance his value.
Yeah, are they juicing up his value? I think that's certainly plausible.
Or trying to salvage Tyler Huntley's value. I think that's like the basic way to look at it.
Clearly, they know they got one quarterback out of these guys, yes, out of the three that is, expendable, if
so,
you will.
I think, again, creating doubt on letting any one of the other two quarterbacks go, whether it's Huntley or DTR, I don't know which one, I think is part of this. I also just think, like, if it's true, and because I want to get to the other, conspiracy theories in a moment, but if it's true, and if they were to trade Jameis, it kind of would be the most like, I haven't learned my lesson moment from an NFL GM I've ever seen, because like Jameis Winston is a better quarterback than Josh Dobbs by a pretty significant margin. He's got like 10 times of playing time in his career. He's got one of the best arms in the NFL. Like, Jameis, I think, still is a... I can't believe the guy with that... that we got to watch Desmond Ridder start for a season, that we got to watch... Gardner Minshew's... But, like, when Aiden O'Connell got the job for... O'Connell got the job... O'Connell...
It doesn't matter. I just...
Oh, damn well. Like, I don't really care. But the point is...
Not going to work here anymore.
I can't believe Jameis isn't a starter.
It's from Office Space.
But that being said, you kind of gambled and lost last year by trading Josh Dobbs. If you're going to leave the idea of Deshaun's health, that it doesn't work out, to either DTR, Tyler Huntley, or the field, if you have to go to free agency again, feels a little bit too risky for a team with a lot at stake this year.
Oh, yeah. You know, the team has proven that they'll buy into whatever Stefanski's selling, and no matter who's playing quarterback, they're going to fight, and they're going to give their best effort, and they've got a very talented roster. That certainly allows them every opportunity to make the playoffs, whether Deshaun plays well or not. Can they win in the playoffs? Nah, I don't know. I mean, the point is... We're hoping that Deshaun makes it through the season. And hey, listen, he could have a setback at some point during the year. You throw Jameis in there, it keeps you afloat, and then away you go.
I just feel like we're just at the beginning of what this could mean. I just can't. And like, again, I defended DTR last year. Like, I think people who acted like he played like a slappy, I don't think he played. The Baltimore game was one of the most atrocious games we've saw. But like in that Denver game, I did see little fits and starts there of something real from DTR. So I like the kid. I think that if you had gone into the offseason with your plan to have it DTR and Huntley battle for the backup spot, I would have been okay with that. I don't know everybody else would have been okay with that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But like, that being said, when you have a veteran quarterback, you can't tell me, no one on this earth, not even the Browns, no one on earth can tell me that you feel better if DTR is your number two, if that's what comes to pass, than Jameis. And that there isn't a risk there. That doesn't mean DTR couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that he's not ready, that he hasn't taken a jump, which is part of what Mary Kay had reported in all this. It just means, like, there's so much riding on this. And if you guess wrong, and you guess wrong multiple ways, you can guess wrong on trading Jameis, and he can look elsewhere, he can look good elsewhere. There were a couple weeks of terror where Josh Dobbs looks like freaking Steve Young last year, and we were all kind of clenching just a little bit. But here's the other thing. You can then also guess wrong on choosing the wrong backup quarterback beyond Jameis if you trade him. So
yep.
That's just a lot of guesswork in a situation where, okay, even if DTR is more ready, even if DTR is like ready to be the guy now, okay, you might save some money. You might get an asset, but like how much better are you really getting if you do unload Jameis Winston?
I think you hurt the team. I think Jameis has done a nice job. Now, I would say this, and I'm curious your thoughts on it. You know, Jameis has been a leader, way more vocal than Deshaun Watson has. Do you think that there's a part of the Browns that think Jameis is not going to be a good fit for that quarterback room?
So, I'm
taking you there, aren't I?
Oh, you are, but it's okay because it's the Joe Flacco theory. And if I have to indulge the theory or the inference, like Andrew Brandt was on, I can't remember which show. I can't even remember if it was a station. My brain's not working right now. But basically, Andrew Brandt inferred that Joe Flacco's not a Cleveland Brown right now because he was too much of a threat to Deshaun Watson. So if the point is Joe has too much love in that locker room, or Joe's star and what he's accomplished is too much for Deshaun, it's a distraction to Deshaun, why would he not say the same damn thing about Jameis, who's one of the most out there person? I don't mean like out there in a bad way. I mean like most outgoing, gregarious personalities. If I got to indulge that on Joe Flacco, I've got to indulge, if they trade Jameis, that's at least maybe part of the thinking there. I think that's a great point by you.
I mean, honestly, I just had kind of thought about it on the fly. I'm sure you have it written down over there because it's something that just kind of hit me. I'm like, yeah, that kind of makes some sense. Like that would probably be the only reason why they would ship him off. Is because they certainly need a legitimate backup, and he is that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.